Welcome back to Indie Can Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. We'll be focusing on Ottawa Blues Fest, one of Canada's largest music festivals. I've got a bunch of brand new music and some stuff I've been dying to get on for a long, long time. Well, anyway, welcome to episode 143. Hope you can stay with us, and we're going to kick off with Band of Skulls. Love this song. Hope you do too.
History has told of no such tale. The gods Sometimes like to dine. Coffee refills far as I can see. I'll be waking. Are you watching me? Are you watching? Are you watching? I'm just waiting to see. That your days are numbered, 'cause my days are numbered too.
Are we cool now?
Are we cool now?
Are we cool now?
Are we cool? Bus down to the local record store. Buy something to make you like me more. Indie queens and tatty sidepunks. They are listening and always waiting. And are you watching? Are you? Are you watching? We're just waiting to see. Your days are numbered. My days are numbered too.
Are we cool now?
Are we cool now?
Are we cool now?
Are we cool? Piss you off. And I know, I know, I know. But I was poking and sort of prodding and kind of hoping and always watching for a reaction. Reaction, reaction. reaction. Are you watching? Watching? Are you watching? Or just waiting to see?
Dan Mangan from Nice, Nice, Very Nice, his new CD. He was featured in Exclaim magazine this month. If you're new to the Canadian music scene, Exclaim's a great place to get centered every month. This is probably a tough time for print media these days. So I do appreciate that read every month. And Rachel Saunders wrote about Dan, had some nice things to say. You should check that out. She also wrote about Rachel Van Zanten, who we also featured last week on episode 142. So you hear it here first on IndieCan Radio, but you can eventually read it in Exclaim magazine. Cher, who we also had on sometime in the last couple of weeks, Visha Khanna wrote a nice little bit on them. And you can get Exclaim magazine online, too. I think it's exclaim.ca. Anyway, before Dan Mangan was Elephant Stone, the song Bomb Bombs Away, and what I would call an important song, 5440 put out a song called Northern Soul, which if you haven't heard, go to IndieCan's MySpace, and the video is there. It always gets under my skin when I hear that, you know, two Canadian soldiers died in Afghanistan. It makes me sad. But I also know that on that day, 20 Afghans died, and I don't know why that isn't news. Maybe 200 Afghans died, and I don't know why that shouldn't be as important to me as a citizen of the world as the two Canadian soldiers that lost their life. Good cause or not, you know, I don't know. But, you know, one life is worth the same as another. Anyway, enough politics and back to music. And we opened with A Band of Skulls. Sorry it took me so long to get that on. Sometimes it just does. But, you know, I started the show off with it because I think that's a perfect song. Band of Skulls, I think you have a lousy band name for the type of music you have. I mean, it makes people think, oh, here comes some death metal. You know, I want to talk to you and find out, you know, why. Maybe there's a really good reason, and I'm going to eat my words. But a thought. Okay. We are going to be talking with Jen Martin about Ottawa Blues Fest. We're going to be getting through some other CDs I've had lying around here for a little while and just wanting to get on, and just an hour a week isn't enough. This goes back to North by Northeast, maybe Canadian Music Week. Here we go, Will Black.
Yeah, I'm on a ride in the floor. You come here running, bones of the buffalo. You're crossing the border where the devil won't go, where the devil won't go. Then you get to the fog light, it all starts to rumble. It's a roll and a tumble, soft and low, soft and low. Well, I heard them say when the world gets rough, well, I've heard so much that I've had enough. Well, it's in my blood like a rising flood. In the rock and the mud, I'm gonna jump right out of my skin. This river keeps winding, I can feel it run. On the border. Where the devil won't go, 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 where the devil won't go.
As promised, we're focusing a little bit on Ottawa Blues Fest, and Indie Can Jen was at, well, how many Ottawa Blues Fests have you been to?
I would say there's probably six or seven that I remember.
Now, this is a little over the top. It's what, 11 or 12 days?
12 days this year. It keeps getting bigger and bigger each and every year. So this year, I think, was the first time it was 12 days.
Canada's longest music festival then, is it?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, indeed.
I think it is. Okay, now let's, we'll get right back to that, but let's go over what we just heard. In that set, we just heard David Gogo. Before that was Ken Workman and the Union, and we started off with Will Black, who is someone you know from MySpace, and so do I. But let's work backwards. David Gogo.
That was a Blues Fest after party at Ottawa's legendary Rainbow Bistro. Love the guy. It's great blues rock. And when I saw that he was going to be doing an after show, I knew that's where I was going to be ending up. So made my way down there after, a full night already of partying and traveling even during the day and a few hours at work.
If you like blues rock, you're going to like David Gogo, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he pulls influences from a lot of different genres, and I think this new CD, Different Views, is pretty representative of it. I mean, I've really been enjoying the CD from start to finish. It's kind of been on heavy rotation in my CD player for the past few weeks since I got it, so it's definitely something to check out.
And before that, Ken Workman and the Union.
These are fellows that I know from around the Ottawa area. Actually, his backline has played with a number of fairly well-known Ottawa musicians. Sean Burke is on bass and has played with the Tony D Band, as well as Trevor Finley. And when I heard of this project coming together early last year, I was pretty excited to hear it. But unfortunately, with my travel schedule, I hadn't been able to make it out to a live gig. I mean, I talked with the guys when I ran into them, and you know, through MySpace, Facebook, all of that kind of stuff, and heard tracks, but I wasn't able to actually check out a live gig until this year's Ottawa Blues Fest, and was really, really happy that, you know, what my assumptions were actually accurate. Actually, they were probably better than what I was assuming them to be. And I've been really enjoying the CD that they've recently put out as well.
Up next is, I think, an artist from Montreal.
Paul Delaurier. Yeah, he's been on the blues scene for a few years now. I've checked him out a couple other times before, when I was living in Ottawa, again, the Rainbow Bistro. He was doing an after-show party as well. And when I had seen that he was playing that night, I mustered up enough energy to, you know, head over that way, get myself out of the rain, and brought along some friends who hadn't heard him before. And again, blues rock, really danceable stuff, great party music. And it was kind of fun because Steve Mariner, who's part of Monkey Junk, he was in town for the majority of Blues Fest. So he actually guested with both David Gogo and Paul Delaurier on the nights that each of them were playing. So that's a nice thing about the Ottawa Blues Fest too, is when there's all the artists in town, they drop in to the local blues haunts, and, you know, you see different people guesting. You know, I did a open blues jam mic night thing the second Thursday I was there. And again, you know, you see different players pop on in.
So there's a lot more than just the main stage stuff that's on the posters, right?
Oh, way more than the main stage stuff that's on the posters. I mean, this is really a festival where you need to be cloned. There is six stages in total at the festival, which during the week starts at 6 p.m. is the first set, ends at 11, and then, of course, all the after-party stuff. There's also their lunchtime series at the Rideau Center at noon, and on the weekend, both like later in the week and on the weekends for those shows. But there was also this year the first time kind of the official Byward Market Blues Fest. And it went the first weekend from, I believe it was the 9th until the 13th. And there was a bunch of free shows down in the York Street Square, York Street Stage. I mean, George Clinton from the P-Funk All-Stars. There was the Proclaimers and Arrested Development. Lee Scratch Perry, Broken Social Scene. Like, these were all free shows starting at about 7 o'clock. And then there was a bunch of clubs around the area that weekend that for a $10 bracelet, you could go and do some pub crawling. And, you know, it might have not been your stereotypical blues bands. I mean, a lot of indie rock, you know, some electronica, different things like that. And just the lineup throughout the city was amazing.
Okay, well, let's spin a Paul tune, and while we're at it, we'll get some Monkey Junk on there too. And then when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the photographs you took.
Sounds good.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you. the devil I know. And the devil I know. She's a small time evil and a devil I know. She's a small time evil and a devil I know. Small time evil and a devil I know.
I can't tell a lie. Devil made me do it. Your name was Lorelei. Oh, Lorelei. Why'd you go and make me cry? Why'd you fill my head with all these lies? I'm going to hell. Mama should name you Jezebel. She took me in her arms, used all her devilish charms. She told me that her man had lost his head. Leave me when she said he likes to taste the lead. So I gave him a little 45 on the side of death. Oh, Lorelei. Why'd you go and make me cry? Why'd you fill my head with all these lies? I'm going to hell. Mama should name you Jezebel. Say I told you so. My heart just can't take another round. Oh, Lorelei. Why'd you go and make me cry? Why'd you fill my head with all these lies? You're going to hell. Mama, she named me Jezebel. She never sees the light of day. Believe me, it's okay. And listen when I say, never trust a girl with a pretty face. Oh, Lorelei. Why'd you go and make me cry? Why'd you fill my head with all these lies? You're going to hell. Mama, she named you Jezebel. You're going to hell. Mama, she named you Jezebel.
Okay, we just heard the United Steelworkers in Montreal. I've seen them a lot. You've seen them a lot. We've both seen them at the same time. You've seen them in Ottawa. I've seen them in Halifax. Great, great band. Would you say, and this is a tough question, but I want you to answer fairly, that they have brought their game up a notch? I mean, Kerosene and Coal was a great record and they had a great show. Now they've got the new album out, Three on the Tree. And how would you compare their live performance now to the first time you saw them?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about that, even considering the fact that they were performing in the rain when I saw them at the Ottawa Blues Fest. But each time that I have seen them since the first time, I have thought that their show is getting better and better and more engaging. And I mean, Gus, you know, he seems to be more charismatic. Gurn just, you know, is quite the showman and definitely gives me some laughs every time I see him. Felicity is always captivating. So it's really developed into a nice, tight show.
Captivating. She is. so you loved it then?
Oh yeah. I mean, I made a point to go down. I mean, if it weren't for them and my friends, there was no way I was going to be going out in the pouring rain that Saturday afternoon.
Ottawa Blues Festival is really a music festival. I guess that's an old name that goes back to its origins. So, I mean, there's all kinds of big name acts, international acts. Any guilty pleasures you'd like to share with us? Did you go see Kiss, for instance?
No, I actually wasn't in town for Kiss. I kind of thought it might have been a good photo op, but I heard from a number of people, you know, the whole production of the show, huge light show and the confetti going off and everything like that. You know, it was definitely the performance side of it. You know, a lot of the people that I talked to, they really weren't interested in Kiss, you know, musically. But, you know, they had their week-long pass, and so they went. And they, you know, everybody kind of came away saying that the performance itself was great. The diehard blues fans.
Okay, we've spent enough time on Kiss. But how about you? Is there anything you saw that your cool friends would go, oh, Jen, how could you?
No, generally speaking, all of the things that I had seen, granted I was stage hopping, all of the things that I had seen were some top shows. Everybody kind of had an agreement that, you know, if they didn't like it, we move on. We all end up meeting up one way or another. We have this way of bumping into each other because we know what side of the stage and where we're going to be and kind of what our tastes are. Okay, I suppose, yeah, probably live, being the fact that, you know, I was in high school when they kind of were hitting it big. But given the size of the crowds that were there, I'm not the only one that had the guilty pleasure of standing there and seeing their whole set. So that was one, but I have no problem in saying that I'm a fan of theirs.
What was your favorite act or acts to photograph?
Oh, to photograph Paolo Nutini. That was a very energetic performance. That was a lot of fun. Who else? Oh, Mother is always a great show to photograph. That one guy.
He's something.
He is. Just the contraption of, I guess you would call it an instrument, is entertaining in itself. But his show, I mean, given the fact that it's just him performing and trying to have the audience's attention, it's really quite entertaining to see his show. I don't want to give it away for people. I mean, I don't think he's really pegged necessarily right on the Blues Fest calendar saying, you know, the blues meets folk series, because he does have like an electronica aspect in there. It's blues, it's rock, it's jazz.
Yeah, he does looping and that type of thing.
Yeah, and I was really, really happy to see as large crowds for him as there was this year. Other guilty pleasures? Okay, Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was good too. I have to admit, I stood there for the majority of their set and danced with my girlfriend.
I can picture you singing badly.
Yeah, yeah. the whole crowd was. So, you know, at least I was drowned out, and, you know, everybody was singing in unison, and, you know, the closing out the set with A Sweet Home Alabama, of course, the whole crowd's there, you know, you can barely hear the band over the crowd. Yeah. And then, you know, there was no way that they were going to walk off without doing an encore of Freebird. So, of course, everybody, you know, swaying Yeah, but, you know, everybody found it quite humorous that it was the God and Guns World Tour. There were some comments made about that were rather entertaining. I'll just save those for off air. But, yeah, as far as, you know, some that, you know, other people might have liked that, you know, might have been a guilty pleasure for them, but not high on my list. Maybe, you know, like Styx and the Alan Parsons Project. But I think that was more some of my other friends that, you know, were happy to check those ones out. I was kind of roaming around during those ones.
People with a more sophisticated musical palette. Alan Parsons, I mean, he was a great artist onto its own, but, I mean, he produced Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes. Oh, I'm not saying without a doubt that he isn't talented and skilled. It wasn't holding my attention that night.
Something from your parents' record collection.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I appreciated it, and I stood there, and I had a beer with some friends, and had a listen, and then I moseyed on to a few other stages.
So. Oh, wait, one more thing. Another Ottawa band. Originally an Ottawa band, they were in Montreal now. I first saw them in Toronto at the Silver Dollar and really saw the potential of this young foursome. And you've seen them, you've had a chance to photograph them. Colorado, what do you got to say about them?
They are a fun photograph. It's a great show. And I actually had friends who came out and saw them for the first time during Ottawa Blues Fest because, you know, they had heard that they were Ottawa Valley Boys. And so, you know, it kind of was a drawing factor to get them to come to the gig. And, you know, I mean, these friends in particular were more mature folk and really, really had a blast at the show and thought it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so I don't know exactly what's on this disc, but I'm going to play something from the original Demo in a Baggie that I got from Colorado.
I don't know nothing about when Sally's going. When Sally's trying to make some toast, she don't forget about the oven that she's cooking in. When Sally's closet's hiding ghosts, she don't regret out loud the bed that she's been sleeping in. I don't know nothing about when Sally's going. When Sally's favorite finger broke, she spent the evening cleaning while waiting for the ambulance. When Sally's got this way, she smokes those cigarettes with the paper deck she stole from the corner store. I don't know nothing about when Sally's going. Yes or no or yes. Yeah.
That song is by My My My, and that goes back at least to North by Northeast. And we're going to close out. Hey, Andre. Andre was my first co-host on IndieCan Radio. Thanks, Jen, for your contribution today. But here's one for you, Andre. This is The Western States from their new album, By and By.
1, 2, 3, 4. I can see this playing out like a story I wrote, in which the band played Mama Tried in a key that I know. In the leading character, someone who looks just like me, but the story's just made up like I need it to be. And he says that I don't need you anymore, even though I have closed the door. Now that I got you by my side, feels like a fictional divide. Feels like a fictional divide. And now I want my money back and my comments revoked, cause there was someone waiting for me I felt that I could know. And if I had you, darling, I know that I would be fine. If I could keep on making these things up in my mind. And he says that I don't need you anymore, though I have closed the door. Cause when I got you by my side, feels like a fictional divide. Feels like a fictional divide. Got you by my side, feels like a fictional divide. Feels like a fictional divide. Feels like a fictional divide.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.